I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And good morning on a football Friday. We are so back. Oh. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan bellowing out in the updates.
It's a beautiful thing.
Good morning, John.
Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful thing. And the weather is football weather. I know everybody wants to hang on to summer as long as possible. Ah. I don't care. Go away. It is football season, and I got a taste of it last night.
Oh, yeah?
Because I was sitting at Jack's game. First high school football game. He's playing for the JV over there at CC. They were over at Chippewa Valley High School. And Heather, I've got to let you know that
what? You
made me laugh last night.
I did?
Yes.
How so?
I was on 59 heading towards Chippewa Valley.
You
and
saw it.
I saw
the golden
the
butthole.
Golden butthole. And this, how I just laughed, I literally forgot that it was there. And I'm over there all the time because that's where Ellie practices softball.
Yeah.
And traffic is miserable. I am just, it took us an hour and a half literally to get there. Now, without traffic, it's going to take an hour anyway. And we pulled up to a stoplight, and I looked ahead, and it was like, ah, and I literally started laughing just like I did. And it was only me and Teddy. And Teddy is kind of in the back, and he starts laughing too.
Yeah,
he's got no idea. He's laughing, and I'm pointing, and he's laughing and pointing. And it was unbelievable. So thank you very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
And then we got a chance to watch the football game.
Yeah, how'd it go?
49-0.
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was 42-0 at halftime. Called off the dogs. Pick six to start the game. Jack did start on defense. He's a edge defender. 97 is his number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So played well. And then it's funny because I sent him some clips last night that I took on the video. And I wasn't paying attention to what I was saying. Lisa was sitting next to me, and she was. And we got done, and she's like, you should listen to those before you send them to Jack.
Oh, no.
And because there's a couple of them where I'm like, oh, yeah. And you know, hey, nice block. And then there's a couple over. I'm like, while the play is going on, what are you doing? Get your head across the block. Why did you step with that foot? Push him out of the back of the end zone. Take him, jump him in the back. Yeah. So there's
your backseat coaching.
Yeah. I'm front seat. Come on. Dads are front seat coaching.
You're in the stands, John.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, and so we went over some of them last night just to coach up a little bit. He'll get some more from the actual coaches today, but I have some input.
Awesome.
It was fun. It was awesome. But my point is, it's football season.
We are back. We will have the picks back at 6:35 this morning. We will dethrone Heather Park. One of us has to this season.
We'll die trying.
Can't wait.
Okay.
We'll have the cookie jar.
You know,
what do you want to say?
I can't say it. I'd have to turn my mic off, or I'd have to send in my letter of resignation.
Greg did that thing where he hands us like last year's picks. Like he goes every week, the week before.
I still don't believe it when I'm looking at it, but.
Well, actually, my reaction was a little bit different.
Oh, was it?
It was. And I knew, okay, we got the records and you're in first place. But I looked at it and I forgot. I didn't finish last.
Oh, hey. You didn't. I know.
That honor?
That was Greg.
To Greg Hargrave.
Sorry, Greg, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but
you were last.
That's okay, John. 0-12 picking our Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, no, yeah. That doesn't even seem possible.
Ow.
I was so good with them for 2 years.
Well, you get another crack at it coming up in less than a half hour. All right, John, we should talk Micah Parsons, and he's going to be a huge focus of the show today. What was your real-time reaction when you got, I'm assuming, got the Schefter notification just after 5 o'clock?
I did. I was driving.
Yeah.
And right before I saw the golden butthole. And then I thought, this is appropriate. It's my initial reaction was, you got to be kidding me. We mentioned, I think, at one point that Green Bay, what if he ended up in Green Bay?
Yeah.
And none of us really believed that Jerry Jones would trade Micah Parsons. We kind of felt like we've seen it with Dak Prescott. We've seen it with CeeDee Lamb. We've seen it with Dak Prescott a couple of times. He always seems to get it done eventually. And nobody cared if Micah Parsons was in training camp. Nobody really cared that he was laying on the table. It was business. His back, right? Oh, and the whole, we're going to go get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Stop the charade. We all know what it is. Because he's going to get that second opinion, and then he's going to show up in Green Bay tomorrow and miraculously be healed. I can't believe he is in our division.
Got to play him twice a year, maybe more.
And so, obviously, I look at this always from a player's perspective, right? And when I was in Washington, right, I looked at the Giants and I think, okay, you know, I got to face Strahan twice a year. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the Eagles and you always kind of think, okay, who is it that I'm facing twice a year? Same thing with Dallas and you know, DeMarcus Ware. And I can only imagine what, not Penei Sewell, because Penei Sewell doesn't have to worry about it, but Taylor Decker. Taylor Decker's good. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably looking at it going, you know, I'm entering the last few years of my career. I got to face this guy twice a year. The challenge, and he, I'm sure he probably said, oh, you know, I want to go out there and prove.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some reality of, damn.
My thought was, first of all, what was the cost? Because that didn't come out right away.
Right.
And then after I saw the price, I thought, what a steal for Green Bay. Two firsts and Kenny Clark, who's 30 years old. I don't know why Dallas did it. I don't know why they couldn't get a deal done with Micah Parsons, but Green Bay adds arguably the best defensive player in the league, and I know Lions fans will fight us on it, but the favorite to win defensive player of the year in the NFL is Micah Parsons.
Well, Dallas did it so they could stop the run.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
I mean, I hope everybody understands that was Jerry Jones's take last night, is that they did this so that they could stop the run. They haven't been able to stop the run for a couple of years, so they go and... I don't know if I'm a Dallas fan, if I'm a season ticket holder,
mm-hmm.
I'm checking the refund policy.
Mm-hmm.
I want out. I don't want any part of this. If you're a Dallas sports fan, can you imagine
Luka and then this?
Luka and then Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
And Luka 25, Micah Parsons 26? Are you kidding me?
We're going to spend a lot of today talking about how it impacts the Lions. But yeah, the initial reaction was, what a move for Green Bay. What a bold, badass move. And what the hell's going on with Dallas? So then, John, shortly thereafter, I wanted to take a look. Who is the favorite to win the division? And it's the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
They certainly got a lot better. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's a cakewalk for the Lions. It was never going to be a cakewalk for the Lions. It got a lot harder for the Lions. Now it goes to more than just Micah Parsons because in Dallas with Micah Parsons and with an offense that we keep talking about, going to be a potent offense. It has been a potent offense. They've been a really bad defense. That was a bad defense with Micah Parsons. Go to Green Bay now. That wasn't a bad defense last year.
No.
So now you've just made a good defense with the possibility of being a great defense.
I mean, now, the Packers have been a playoff team. They've won double-digit games. They've won playoff games. They were a tier below the Lions, and they just went out and made a big swing.
So how much more of a favorite are they than the Lions?
Oh, I mean, it's slight. Like, the Packers are plus 170, and the Lions are plus 190. What I would say, John,
okay,
is they are standing eye level with us.
Sure, and no question.
And I'm not backing down from a fight. I'm certainly not conceding the division on August 29th. But this is what happens when you build for sustained success and someone else is more desperate than you. And you're going to deal with someone who's more desperate than you every single year, and it's going to make it harder on Detroit. This is a move they chose not to make.
It's...
And we could get into the merits of, hey, we want to be good forever, but if they made this move, it's two firsts and, say, Aleem McNeil, and you know you're going to nuke your franchise in 2 years, but you know for those 2 years, nobody's better than you. And they elected not to. And in lieu of that, other teams will be making those moves, and you have to deal with them eye level, face to face, twice a year in your division, and another team that's now in that Super Bowl tier.
100%, they're in the Super Bowl tier.
Yeah.
And now it goes to the pressure is all on the offense. That's going to be a badass defense. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no two ways about it. It's going to be on Jordan Love. And I know that there are some people that really think he is a good quarterback. And they look to last year and they say, well, he was hurt a couple of times and had to actually miss a couple of games. Malik Willis came in, actually got a couple of wins. But taking last year with a grain of salt and knowing that he was hurt, and I get that. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is a top eight. He's in the 10 to 15 range for me in terms of quarterbacks. So a lot of pressure will be on the offense. A lot of pressure is going to be on that receiving core. Can they get up so that they can let Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons do their thing?
Right, and the Lions are going to play these guys week one. Parsons is probably not going to be all the way back up to speed, but yeah, it's going to be a week one in your face.
I did something last night that I think I've never done. And when we come back, I'll tell you what it is, because it had to do with the Micah Parsons trade.
All right, people, open lines, 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, weather's cooling down and windows are open. It's great. Everything seems nice, but maybe you need to test out that heating. Maybe you got a plumbing issue. Whatever you need, call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house. They'll take care of yours as well. Upgrade your system now, and you can save up to $1,000. Give them a call for details. You can also schedule a free in-home estimate. They offer same-day service if you call before noon. So if you need something before the weekend, especially a holiday weekend, get on the phone before noon. You can find more information on the web at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Green Bay Packers make the blockbuster move. Micah Parsons for two firsts and Kenny Clark. It shakes up the division, and as we sit here this morning, Green Bay is the favorite. Do you agree? 248-539-9797, and we'll be people talking about should the Lions have made the move. John, you teased something before we turn the mics off there. What do you got?
Yeah, I use the Odyssey Rewind app frequently to go back and listen to some of the things that I've, you know, it's more film review for me.
Oh, really?
And think back to some episodes and some segments, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really like how I said that. Could I say it better? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, last night after the Jack's game, Ellie and I were going back to the high school to pick up Jack, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go back and listen to Mike and Rico.
Okay.
And so that's what I've never actually used it to go back and listen. Yeah, I haven't. And I do. I know I give them a hard time. They give us a hard time. I do respect their takes on a lot of this stuff. But I wanted to hear, because I knew it would be an open mic session.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to hear what the fan reaction was from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
What was that initial? Because I wasn't listening. What was that initial reaction like?
It blew my mind. People were downplaying it. Like, this isn't a big deal. Like, this is, they're not concerned. But then they did a great thing. They flipped the script. What would the reaction be if he was coming to Detroit? And people would say, oh, we'd be partying in the streets. Like, so it made no sense.
Great,
and this is where I think fans, that's the ultimate fan take, right? If it happens to another team, oh, no big deal. We got Penei Sewell.
We're fine.
And we got Penei Sewell. All right, so Penei Sewell can only block one of the two.
Correct. Wait, they have two?
Yes. And yes. I hear the sarcasm, and I know we're going to get to the Holmes audio. But this is a game-changing move. This is a franchise-altering move. And so to think that it is not a big deal, and some people were saying, oh, well, we only play Green Bay twice and there's 15 other games. You're right. But those two games in the division are vitally important. You may play Green Bay in the postseason.
Right.
That in and of itself will be vitally important.
Like, don't downplay this, guys. I know there's going to be a need to cope and look for coping mechanisms. This is the Reggie White deal, is it not? This is them going out and making a big-time impact splash move to add one of the elite defenders of all time. It's going to be a problem.
I'm giving the listeners from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock last night, I'm going to give them a pass and the benefit of the doubt that it was, they were in shock mode.
Okay.
I think we all were.
And you start to get a little defensive you know what, we're going to be all right.
And all the defense mechanisms were coming out. Cognitive dissonance, all right? So it's if he had come here, yes, we're excited. We're partying in the streets. We're going to the Super Bowl. If it happens for Green Bay, not that big of a deal.
I just put it this way. I'm not backing down from a fight. I think the Lions are the best team in this division still. They have a deeper roster. But I think Green Bay's staring their eye level. And the Lions invited this fight by not making more aggressive moves, by trying to build for a 3 or 5 year window. Someone more desperate than them is now staring eye level week one. And you're right, John. It's not even about week one. It's about the meeting later in the year. It's about the postseason. It's about another team on that Super Bowl track. They're all in. The Lions are not all in. Green Bay is all in, and that's what makes this a fight. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Before we read some of these, some of the things I've heard in that defense mechanism, coping mechanism. Well, this is the Khalil Mack deal all over again, and the Bears didn't win anything. Couple points. One, the Bears had the number one defense in the NFL that year, won their division, and lost on a double doink. Mitch Trubisky was their quarterback. Green Bay's a little more serious than that team. I've also seen people say, go ahead.
Khalil Mack is not, will not, was not, never was as good as Micah Parsons.
Also a great point. And I've seen people bring up that, like, well, you know, we neutralized Parsons when we played him in 2023. Parsons has played two games against the Detroit Lions in his career. He has two sacks total in the two games. And you're right. They can move him around. It's not like he's forced to go up against Penei Sewell 60 snaps a game. He can be deployed around the defensive front and put the Lions in a tough spot.
Oh, you mean he could be one-on-one with a guard?
He could be.
Hmm.
A guard that's got zero
snaps
or one start.
Their first snaps this year could be against Micah Parsons.
Let's get some phone calls. Kevin and Macomb, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, so, you know, I was in shock mode, and I believe I still am in shock mode because it's, you know, you listen to some of the calls, and I just feel people are really just kind of ignorant about it. I watch a lot of football sports, and I mean, Micah Parsons, when he is on his game, he is an all-pro football player. And I love Hutchinson, but at the end of the day, like, Parsons is the best player. He would have been the best player on our defense. And it's just, I'm frustrated in Brad Holmes just because of the attitude of just, you know, he's on the morning show with you guys, and anytime he is asked about any additions to the edge, he takes it very personal, it seems like. And I just think this is kind of, you know, it's just kind of being thrown in his face right now. Like, look, you know, if you're gonna talk a big game and say you ain't gotta make any changes, you know, you gotta deal with it now. And that situation, and it was the worst situation possible that could have happened. He's with your arch rival.
Yep.
I just think, you know, and they gave up really nothing, if you think about it. Everybody goes crazy over the first-round picks, but they would have been late first-round picks.
Right, that's what we would have been saying here. Yeah, sure, you could have pick 32. Ha, ha, ha. We're chasing the Super Bowl. And Kenny Clark is not a bad player, but he's not the player he once was.
And by fact, and I think was it Mike on the call there?
Yeah,
he said, yeah, he's a all pro style player. Yeah, he but in fact is an all pro. He's been all pro. He's been in the league four years, three times all pro.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. It's going to be a huge conversation piece today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Desmond Howard has launched this clothing brand, I guess you could call it, that will help Michigan pay for its large multi-million fine that it received as part of the penalties from the NCAA investigation into the illegal scouting scheme. So the apparel reads "Just Fine," and it's going to go on sale ahead of the Wolverines opener on Saturday night. There's a t-shirt, $30. There's a sweatshirt that's $50. A hat is $30. And they say, or he says, part of the sale will help Michigan pay the fine. And then you also get, I guess, a note addressed to Wolverines fans from Howard.
Oh,
talking
great.
About,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I get one printed out.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
How does it sit with you?
Well, as I mentioned, if you want to get a donor to pay for the fine, as you mentioned,
yeah,
who wants to be that donor? And so do I want to wear a shirt that talks about and advertises the fact that we just got a
record fine? No.
Or do I want to be one that gives $30 for what we did? No.
No.
It's a middle finger to the NCAA, John. That's how I interpret it.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
So
but why?
Stop the middle fingers to the NCAA. Stop it. I'm sick of it. Own it. And admit it and move on.
No further comments.
So Forbes has some good things to say and some bad things to say about the Lions. So in regards to the latest NFL franchise valuations, Forbes shows that the Lions experienced a 30% year-over-year increase in their franchise valuation, which is a great thing. So the estimated value is $5.4 billion. But the bad news, of course, is that the Lions are once again one of the NFL's least valuable franchises.
Really?
So the only ones behind us are the Cincinnati Bengals at $5.25 billion and the New Orleans Saints at $5.3 billion. Cowboys, of course, are number one for the 19th straight year, with their year-over-year valuation jumping 29% to $13 billion.
How are the Cleveland Browns more valuable than the Detroit Lions?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Hey, Livonia police
Lakefront property?
are back at it using their new grappler device to fight crime. Pretty cool. On Thursday morning, Livonia police used this grappler device to stop a stolen car on I-96 in Farmington Road. Troopers spotted the stolen car in Detroit, followed it into Livonia, and when the driver tried to flee, Livonia officers deployed this grappler at like... grabs onto the back tires, to stop the vehicle. And what was great is that this guy said, oh, yeah, I'll show you, and tried to keep going, but it literally ripped the rear axle off of his Chevy Cruze.
Holy cow.
It's awesome.
The driver was arrested. He's a 27-year-old from Brighton, had two female passengers. They were also arrested. The driver faces charges for possession of a stolen car and a probation. He had a probation violation warrant, and the passengers also had multiple warrants from different...
You know what happens when, steals the car in Detroit, right?
I don't know where it was stolen from, but that's where they spotted it.
Okay,
yes.
Spotted it in Detroit. And then as soon as he sees the sign that says, entering the city limits of Livonia, do you think he thought, it'll rip your axle right off.
He will now. He will definitely learn. Is that it? Are you wrapping me up now?
I am wrapping up. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't want to get to the picks
sooner? I do want to get to the picks. Let's go, boys.
All right. Gloating next, 97.1.
Hey, football is here, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have. Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Who let her pick games anyway?
Yeah, who thought that'd be a good idea?
No, not us. Heather Park, the reigning champ, 28 games over 500. She won by 13 games in the standings. She is rocking the trophy as she sits.
I sure am.
This morning.
I did like what I said there. I will always have my name at the top.
Yeah.
It always.
I know.
Right there.
Hats off to Colin. I'm sure he had to help.
Who's on top? Heather Park.
Now, before we dive in, very quickly, immature John Jansen is back for another season.
That was Greg.
Yeah, but you laughed at it.
I'm allowed to. So did Heather.
It was an uncomfortable laugh.
I heard from a source that there are doubts within the Park household if she can do it again.
Yeah, last night, Colin was like, I just don't see it going that well for you. I was like, wait, you're supposed to be my cheerleader here. He's like, I just don't see it.
Well, we make fun of
you. Just called him James Franklin. Colin DeCourcy is a cheerleader.
Well, he's supposed to, you know.
Yeah, root for you.
Yeah.
On your team.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He doesn't think last year was real. He thinks last year was a fluke. So let's start this year.
And we start with the number one team in all the land, the Texas Longhorns. Travel to Columbus, Ohio to take on the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State is favored by 1.5. Jim.
Number one in their underdogs. Texas, that's my pick. I'm not seduced by the Arch Manning thing. I'm going to focus on the defensive front of Texas, which will be a huge factor flustering Ohio State's offense that lost so much.
I second that emotion. I'm going with Texas because, one, it's just the experience that the quarterback has, the comfortable disposition that he should enter the horseshoe with, but it's the defense. They've got to find a way to stop Jeremiah Smith. If they can do that, they will befuddle this offense. And I'm not sold that Julian Sain is going to be the guy that can take them in week one and beat a number one team.
Well, I was going to pick Texas, but this was one that was up in the air. I wanted to hear what you guys picked. So I'm going to pick Ohio State. I think...
here we go.
Good.
Home field advantage. I just think... And also the Buckeye is supposed to bring you good luck. You put it in your pocket. Did you know that?
No.
It is. Yes, it's this... Yeah, you put it in your pocket. It's supposed to bring you good luck. So I'm going with the good luck over the cow.
I water the Buckeye trees every time I go to Columbus.
There was a Buckeye tree outside of my mother-in-law's house, the old farmhouse, and that thing was annoying. It would have Buckeye nights everywhere. The Michigan-Texas fan pack that will last 8 days begins. Give me Texas.
I'm going to go with Heather here, and I'm going with the Buckeyes. I think they have the best player on the field in Jeremiah Smith. And I'm a huge Caleb Downs fan, and I think Caleb Downs is going to trick Arch Manning into making a bad throw. Buckeyes will win by a field goal.
Let's go to Alabama, 13.5 point favorites as they travel to Florida State, taking on the Seminoles. John.
I'm a big fan of Ty Simpson. He's done this old school. He's stayed. He's earned the right to be the starting quarterback, and this team is loaded. Offensive line is going to be, they might be the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line. They're going to be dominant. They've got talent at receiver, great talent at receiver. And so I'm going to go with Alabama, and because Florida State seems like they were a dumpster fire last year. I think it continues. Let's go Roll Tide.
Well, I'm a big fan of Big Al, the elephant.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go with Alabama. I think that ultimately Big Al could totally defeat the two horses. Like, he's the size. He could take some spear strikes, smash them.
Oh, yeah.
Sit on him. Yeah. Just crush him.
Mm-hmm. Poor Alabama. Chief Osceola.
Yeah. Size matters.
No. Yes, exactly.
Kalen DeBoer wins everywhere he goes. I don't expect this to be any different. Trouble in Tallahassee, Bama.
You know what? If Nick Saban was a coach of Bama, it's Alabama all day. And I actually have a little doubts about Kalen DeBoer, but I think the talent differential here is just too big. I will take Alabama.
Castellanos talked a lot of smack. He's going to get smacked. Bama, Roll Tide.
To the Saturday night primetime game, LSU travels to Clemson. Clemson is favored by 3.5 points. Let's go to Heather.
Well, for this one, I looked at their mascots, and look at a tiger versus a tiger. So I thought, okay, both terrifying in their own right. However, one is much more recognizable. Mike the Tiger looks like any other tiger you'd run into in the wild, in the zoo, but Clemson's tiger is also terrifying and strange, and you'd recognize him anywhere. So I'm going with Clemson.
This winter, took my family down to Atlanta for a trip. We visited the College Football Hall of Fame. My son's favorite part, the gift shop. He gets distracted by one of those gaudy fan chains. You know, they got the team logo on it. He picks the LSU fan chain. However, he gets distracted by a second fan chain. It's the Clemson fan chain. Buddy, these are $40 a pop. You can't buy two of them. We hold them up, one against another. Pick one. He picks the LSU fan chain. Give me LSU.
I'm tempted here to go with LSU because of the hook on this, the 3.5, because I think this could be a field goal. But guess what? Jim Costa has been driving the Clemson Tiger motorcycle all preseason long.
Yeah, it's nauseating.
This motorcycle has a sidecar, and it's with Tom Milliken. I'm riding in a sidecar. I'm not sitting behind you. There's no way. That's too close.
Oh,
so you have to have
you're
a
not
going to
be the Gibb?
No.
The guy in back?
Give me Clemson. Kay Klubnik, Heisman winner.
Klubnik.
I love the enthusiasm.
I said Klub. I know it's Klub.
I know.
This is going to be a raucous environment. This is the Battle of Death Valley. This is at night. This is what Heather would call... And it will be, and it's going to be the best game of the weekend as both teams have a ton of offense. But the difference, TJ Parker, Peter Woods, the D-line of Clemson against a brand spanking new LSU O-line. Brian Kelly has lost three straight openers at LSU, the last two by a touchdown. Lay the points, my Clemson Tigers.
You said Peter Woods.
That's his name, John.
Is he related to Peter Burns?
I'm going with LSU because at some point... Brian Kelly has to win an opener, right? I mean, right?
Doesn't
right?
Have
anybody?
To.
Anybody?
It's not written anywhere, John.
I think LSU with Garrett Nussmeier, I've mentioned this a bunch of times. I've gone back and watched the film. I think he is going to have a hell of a year. This is his first bid to be the Heisman Trophy winner. Give me Nussmeier and LSU, and it is going to be a shootout. It's going to be a great game, but I think LSU does it this year.
South Carolina, favored by 7.5 points, a neutral site game against Virginia Tech. This game is being played in Atlanta, the Mercedes-Benz Dome. This game should be called the Battle, B-A-T-L, in the ATL. I'll take Carolina.
You know, this seems like a lot of points in a first week game too, but I'm going to trust the conference here and the SEC, and I do like South Carolina. And Shane Beamer going against his dad's, where he coached forever, Frank's school. Mm-hmm. Might want to lay it on a little bit. Let's go South Carolina.
This is a zigzag game for me. All offseason, South Carolina's going to be so good. Lenora Sellers, Virginia Tech underachieved. Give me the points. VT.
Okay. One of the great opens, walkouts in all is Virginia Tech, but they're not in Virginia Tech. It's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I mean they're not gonna have that juice to start the game. And I'm a big fan of Lenora Sellers. Haven't watched as much film on him, but the fact that he stayed there and said all I want, everything is right here. I think he's gonna go out there and do it this year. Another Heisman candidate, but give me Lenora Sellers and give me the Gamecocks.
So my very first concert that I went to, I was in fifth grade and I saw Hootie and the Blowfish. Like really big core memory. Went with my older sisters. Always a good memory for me. And Darius Rutger is from South Carolina. So.
The way that you make the picks, this is why it's so infuriating.
All right, let's move on. We got to go Notre Dame at Miami. The Irish favored by 2.5 points. Gov.
Matchup of one of my favorite games ever in college football history was 1988, Catholics, Convicts. It had everything. I think Notre Dame is a national title threat. I can't see them blowing this game early. I think Marcus Freeman is a good coach. Give me the Irish.
As Lou Holtz said, Catholics, Convicts, not fair. Our whole team isn't Catholic. The rivalry's real. I love that this is back. And Notre Dame last year really showed something when they went to Texas A&M with a patchwork O-line. That O-line is not patchwork anymore. I expect them to go in and win this game.
You win with discipline. You win with winning in the trenches. And that's exactly what Notre Dame's going to do. So give me the Fighting CJ Cars and Notre Dame.
I'm going with Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. On the banks of the old Red Cedar tonight, Western Michigan takes on Michigan State Spartans, favored by 20.5. Jim.
Do I even need to say it? There's no way I'm picking Western. Spartans lay it on them. Three touchdowns. Childs
no,
poured on.
No Frozen Four continuance?
No, I don't need any. Why would you even bring that up?
I think this is a coming out party for Aiden Childs. And for Jonathan Smith, he sets the tone for the year. He gets these guys a lot of confidence. They get up early. They pour it on. So give me Michigan State.
Yeah, go green.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. A year or two of Jonathan Smith, and I expect there to be a marked improvement. Give me the Spartans.
I hate these huge spreads early in the year because you just don't know if the team can, with the big favor, if they can, hit the field and click. They can have that rusty first half. But I will take Michigan State here. Western's ranked 115th, according to CBS. So that's horrible.
The Bryce Underwood era begins in Ann Arbor. New Mexico at Michigan State. It's on NBC. Michigan favored by 34.5 points. John.
It's not a doubt to me if Michigan's going to win. The question I have is unproven offensive line and freshman quarterback. I think we're going to see a lot, but I also think there's going to be some moments where like, okay, he's, you know, he just turned 18. It's a lot of points. So I'm going to take the points and New Mexico.
So I found out that Neil Patrick Harris grew up in New Mexico. And if Doogie Howser can be a genius doctor at, what, 14 years old, I think that New Mexico can figure out how to keep it within 5 touchdowns. So I'm going with New Mexico.
3 weeks ago, I was unsure if Michigan was opening with New Mexico or New Mexico State. Give me the Wolverines.
God, it's such a huge spread here, but I used AI to determine what I'm going to pick.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
And so, because I didn't know what to do here. New Mexico is, according to AI, one of the worst teams in the country, meaning Michigan should be able to just run it down their throat. I will take Michigan.
To Greg's point, I got halfway through my prep and realized I was looking at New Mexico State. But I'm not sure it makes a difference. I think Michigan should pour it on with the new OC, some new weapons, and their shiny new quarterback. Give me the Wolverines. Those are the picks. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel's giving you a reason to lock in your college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right, bet $5 on any bet, and if you win, you're going to walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app, whatever you want. And you can choose bonus bets on week one lines, Heisman futures, over-unders, player props, doesn't matter. Whatever you've got circled on your college football calendar, do it now. FanDuel is easy to use, safe, and when you win, you're going to get paid instantly. There's no waiting, no hassle, no run around. That's just straight to your account. So if you've got a team, a take, or a gut feeling before kickoff, now's the time to back it. Just head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit and sign up to get started. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now a trouble. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Micah Parsons is a Packer, 2 firsts. And Kenny Clark got it done yesterday. The blockbuster deal that shakes up the division. The Packers currently the betting favorite. Who do you expect to win this division? And is there any part of you that thought, why did the Lions make that move? We'll get to it. 248-539-9797. Real quick, out of picks, do you have an upset pick of the year in college football?
I do. And so my upset pick, now we're going back to the entire schedule.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this weekend. It
doesn't even have to be a Big Ten team, but mine happens to be 2 Big Ten teams. And I'm going to go to October. All right, that's when things really start to get juicy. We know a little bit more about teams and what they are. It's October 11, and it is when the Buckeyes travel to Champaign, Ohio, Illinois. I almost said Ohio.
They're going to make another city in Ohio after they win, right?
Yeah, and so I'm a big fan of Brett Bielema in regards to how he builds his teams, and we saw him at Wisconsin. I know it didn't work well down in Arkansas, but we happen to have a really nice offensive lineman out of Arkansas, and that was Frank Ragnow. That is exactly what Brett Bielema has done in Illinois. It's taken him some time, but this is, you look at that offensive line, senior, 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 junior, senior. They are going to be a dominant offensive front, and you pair that with Luke Altmyer at quarterback, who is a redshirt senior. He's now been there 2 years. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. And I know I had them in my college football playoffs, so I am backing that by the Buckeyes go to Champaign and take a loss to the Fighting Illini.
And they get that Illabuck trophy, the turtle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom, you have an upset special?
Yeah, I do, and it might sound like I'm going to contradict myself according to the picks and me being on the Clemson sidecar with you.
Yeah.
North Carolina is going to beat Clemson at home on October 4th.
Belichick special?
Belichick's going to dial up a defensive plan. I think there's going to be some inconsistencies in how they perform this year, but that's going to be a marquee game for them. And I think North Carolina's going to win the game by a field goal.
North Carolina, even when it was Mac Brown, had given Clemson. There seems to always be that one team that just kind of gives you problems. North Carolina was that team for Clemson. I don't think they ever actually won, but they took them into double overtime once.
I think there was a failed two-point conversion in which Clemson held on. North Carolina.
I think Belichick's going to dial up something that's going to confuse Klubnik. They'll hang around and they'll steal the game late.
Mine is also an ACC game. It's late in the year. It's in November, November 22nd. When top 10, as we sit today, Miami travels to Blacksburg.
Oh.
They gave them a game last year, came down to the wire. This time it's at VT, and Miami is notorious for a late season skid. 1-3, 1-4, 1-3 down the stretch of the last three seasons. VT pulls off the upset. Who the hell even knows if it's an upset by that point, though?
Oh, you never know. That's the thing about it right now. And I know, okay, it's Illinois is ranked, what, 12? And Ohio State, 1, 2, 3, you know, somewhere in there.
That's an upset.
It's an upset, yeah. And it would be an upset because it just, Illinois has, it's been decades since they've given them a fight.
Since like the Juice Williams days?
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, all right. Ticket text pouring in. We got open lines. We're talking Parsons this morning. And John, the thought is this is going to make Detroit's life very difficult. Don't downplay this. Don't do the coping mechanisms. Guys, just call it what it is. They elevated themselves. They're desperate, but they elevated themselves this season to right their eye level with the Detroit Lions.
Certainly did. And, I mean, when you look at what they have defensively, it's, and I know that, okay, you take up one defensive lineman, but he was 30. And Rashawn Gary, Colby Wooden, a placeholder. Mm-hmm. Devontae Wyatt, okay,
he's
whatever.
All right. Yeah, fine, whatever.
And Micah Parsons on the edge. The one downside is they may have traded positions with Dallas in regards to difficulty stopping the run between the tackles.
Look, they were seventh in the league last year stopping the run. And Kenny Clark was a factor, but he wasn't the only reason. I think too many Lions fans are hitting the easy button with, great, now we're going to run for 300 yards.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's not at all what I'm saying. But you do subtract a guy in the middle that was a really good run defender. But the thing is with Green Bay, just like I talked about Aiden Hutchinson yesterday, where you like matchups and they're a little bit limited because if he goes and plays over the guard, okay, he could be a run stopper in there, but then you've got to have somebody to replace him on the edge. They just don't have that right now. And so Rashawn Gary, he can bump down to a three technique.
Yep.
He can play. In fact, I would be comfortable with putting Rashawn over the nose at any time. If they're looking to find ways to confuse offensive lines and make it difficult, whether it's first and 10 or third and 8, they have that ability to be creative, and Micah Parsons is going to line up anywhere he wants on defense.
Well, and this flies in the face of Holmes, who was like, two edge? Who has two edge? This will be the second year off the ACL for Rashawn Gary. He's a damn good edge.
Yeah.
And now he might have double-digit sacks because Parsons is going to take so much attention on the other side. You know, for the talk of does this happen in other markets, it happens in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I think that directly, you know, it's a shot across the bow to Brad Holmes. You want to do it your way. You're going to do it sustainably. You're not going to go all in. Other teams are. This year it's Green Bay. One year it'll be somebody else, right?
This is the Saquon Barkley move.
I was just going to say, everybody who wins the Super Bowl makes a bold move, whether it's Barkley or A.J. Brown. The Eagles were very aggressive. The Rams, the trade for Matthew Stafford. I mean, you do need to realize you could play to always be in it, but if someone's more desperate, if someone's more all in, you got to compete with the desperation. You got to compete with that this season now. Suddenly a division where we all thought the Lions were the heavy favorites. Now, Green Bay was my number two team. And the betting markets say they're the number one team. Now, I'm not conceding the division today. I happen to think the Lions are the deeper football team. And I'd still pick the Lions to win this division. But there's no doubt about it. By refusing to go all in, you are inviting others to the party. And it's going to get a little more crowded now with Green Bay in the mix.
It is. The division got much more difficult. And it's, everybody looks and says, well, they only play Green Bay twice, right? Well, you're correct. You play the other divisions and you're going to the AFC and you all play Baltimore, mm-hmm. All right. Are they going to be better positioned to contain Lamar Jackson?
Yes, John.
Good point. They going to be better positioned when they play some of these other quarterbacks to get those wins?
Also a really good point. Yeah. Because if it adds one or two more wins to Green Bay's win total and wins them the division, and John, you got to go to Green Bay late in the year, and it's not Parsons ramping up for week one. It's Parsons.
Well, you're not going to Green Bay late in the year. You're going to Green Bay.
No, I'm talking late in the year.
Oh, you're talking about the playoffs.
I'm saying if they win the division, you would be playing at Lambeau in the Tundra, and it wouldn't be Parsons, you know, stretching out his back in September. It would be Parsons revving up that motor coming at Jared Goff in a tough playoff environment. And again, I'm not telling you that you can't win the game or that the Lions should cancel the season. But this was a big deal yesterday, guys. This is a move that they made that the Lions didn't. I mean, Dave Burkett didn't mince words in the Free Press. He said this is a move Brad Holmes refuses to make. And understand the consequences if Holmes would have made the move. It would have meant you're giving up two firsts and Aleem McNeil would be a comparable piece. Okay. It would mean in two seasons you're not keeping J-Mo, you're not keeping LaPorta, you're not keeping Branch. You're not keeping, like, you know what I'm saying? But it would mean for the next two seasons, we've got them all. And for the next two seasons, we're gonna chase that Super Bowl. And when the bodies drop off, it'll be okay because we'll have had that celebratory parade down Woodward. That would be the rationale to make the move. And that's how Green Bay views it. Like, Green Bay knows their cap's going to be an issue moving forward. They know that between Love and Parsons, it's $100 million in two players. And they're okay with the fact that in 27, they could be in trouble. But if they've got a Super Bowl ring and we're still doing the sustained success routine, I don't think people here are going to be very happy about it.
No. And I mean, I'd love to know what our listeners' reaction was yesterday when they heard the news that Micah Parsons was in division and he's going to the Green Bay Packers.
Open lines 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.